Welcome, everybody. I am Jackie with Elite Performance, and I am here to talk to you about confidence and a growth mindset. So again, when athletes have confidence, you're going to see improved efforts. When they go out there and practice and competition, they're going to have fun and feel good about themselves. They are going to go outside their comfort zones and take more risks when they have confidence. So how in the world do we get an athlete to feel good about what they're doing? Well, definitely goal setting and effective goal setting, like the steps to success that I teach, is all about the small processes in order to get the goals that we want. I'm talking about big deal dream goals, and I'm also talking about the short-term goals. And a lot of people make goals, but then they don't come back to them. And so the effective goal setting that I do is really taking an athlete step-by-step on how to accomplish a goal and how that goal is going to help them get to their big deal dream. And sometimes we want that big deal dream at the end of our season. And sometimes it takes a couple seasons, but if you focus on the process, it's definitely doable. Before I move on with goal setting, I did have a coach ask, what if the goals are too big? Okay. Like they're really big deal goals. Then I would just not make a short-term goal. I still want a long-term goal, but make a sub goal. Okay. For example, if I'm an athlete, I'm a female runner, and all of a sudden I'm saying that, yeah, I want to hit 17 minutes in a 5K, but currently my time is a 21. Okay. That's a big deal dream that usually isn't able to get to by the end of the season. So then you would create a sub goal. Okay. What would be a sub goal of this 16 minutes for long term? Or the 17 minutes for long term. And you might say something like, okay, then I want to reach in the 18s or break 19 minutes, which can be doable. Okay. I did it myself. It's doable to go to 21 to breaking 19. But there's also steps that should be taken place. Okay. And so when you focus on the process and not the result, when you focus on the little things that they're doing well, you're going to notice that confidence goes up. Okay. Now, we also know that positive self-talk, the more that they talk to themselves in a positive light, the more that they have a power statement prepared, that they are going to be able to utilize that inside competition, which is going to make them more motivated to do their best rather than really go down the rabbit hole of negative feelings tied to negative thoughts. Those all play a part in confidence. They all play a part in getting to your very best, your elite performance, your true ability. But I also want to talk about the growth mindset. Now, we hear that a lot in education. I was an educator for a number of years. I now teach at a college, and nothing changes when it comes to the growth mindset. And I love how people are bringing this growth mindset into athletics, because it's no different in athletics. And so let me take apart the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. Fixed mindset, I'm never going to be able to do that. I can't do that. I'm not like so-and-so. I can't do whatever the task is that should be done. Okay. That's fixed mindset. It's like never, can't, it's finite. It doesn't move. Okay. Fixed mindset. And we want to change that to a growth mindset. Okay. They can't hit the time. They can't hit the goal. They can't hit it. And then you can start adding on the word yet. Haven't hit it yet. Can't hit it yet. Okay. That gives a little bit of hope for moving on, right? Gives a little bit more of like, okay, I can do this. But when I talk about growth mindset, I like to bring up two things that athletes have already done in their life. And so when we make mistakes, when we encounter failure, it is not that you're done. It is not that you can never reach your true goal. And one example, which athletes won't be able to remember because they were small. So parents, this is a great story to tell, is their journey on walking, how they got to stand, and then from standing, how they got to walking. Okay. Never in a toddler's experience do they fall once and say, I'm done. This is too frustrating. I'm never going to make it. Okay. The toddlers don't think that. What they do is they get up and they try again, and they fall and they might hit themselves on a table or fall on a toy and cry a little bit because it hurts. And then they get back up and they do it over and over and over until they get it right, until they figure it out. Right? Then they get to standing and woohoo, they're super excited. They get so excited, they fall again because now they're not sure how to walk and the process starts over. And they get up and they stand because they know how to stand now. And then they take a first step and then they fall. And it's all about failing, but that failure has to happen in order for them to gain confidence to do something that they have never done before. And so they all, every athlete, even you as a parent or coach, we have all been through it where we had incredible amounts of failure, but we did not give up. And we did not give up because we're moving around now. Okay. That is instilled in us. That is a part of us. So second example for individuals who learned how to ride a bike. All right. Some people remember it. Some people don't. Some people remember it being painful and falling. Some people remember it being frustrating because all you do is just keep falling and you fall and you fall and you fall. But the mistakes had to happen in order to grow. The mistakes had to happen in order for you to keep going and keep moving. Okay, you never gave up. And in those two examples, the human mind never fixated on those mistakes. They never said, oh, I fell and I can't believe I fell and, you know, applied negative self-talk. I'm never going to get this. I'm worthless. I can't do this. No. What the human mind did when we started riding a bike, when we started walking, is we started looking at all of the good things and what allowed us to be great, what allowed us to hit our task. And from somewhere from walking to riding the bike to sometimes where we are now, we've lost that process. We've lost that ability to look at the small things, the process, and notice that, yeah, we made a mistake and that's okay. But we are noticing that we are growing, that any challenge that you ever experience is never a setback. It is never a setback. It is an opportunity to learn and to grow. So if you or your athlete experiences something, ask them this question: what are you supposed to learn from this? And when you discover what you're supposed to learn from it, you get better again. And that's you working towards the process. That's you getting towards that short-term goal that's going to help that long-term goal. That's you focused on the process and not the result. And that's you doing it yourself. That's you building confidence. And that's the biggest takeaway. So a growth mindset is not just applying that yet word to a fixed mindset statement. It is being able to also reflect that you've had this never give up attitude since you were born and that it is in you. And when you make a mistake, you look at it and say, that's not the end. I have just learned from that. I've grown because of that. If you become sick and you can't train, right? It is a challenge. It is not a setback. You have now encountered something that nobody else encountered. And now it is your time to grow. The experiences that we have in athletics is never something that should tear us down. It is never something that makes us feel so miserable that we quit. Athletics is all about finding who we are as people and growing and learning and being the best self that we could be. And that's what confidence is all about. And that's what growth is all about. And that's what the growth mindset is all about. And that's how it helps confidence. And just imagine when we start looking at the challenges that we encounter in life is not a failure that we didn't give up, but we kept going. Imagine how strong we're going to be and how wonderful that goal is when you finally hit it. I mean, there's reasons why people cry at the finish line. Because they had to get up and keep going again. They had to get up time and time again. They had to get up and find that motivation and find that drive and find that growth mindset. Find that confidence that is deep down in them that has never left them. And that gets them to that finish line. So when they hit that goal, that's why it feels so good. It's not that it's ever handed to us or if it's ever easy, because really athletics, when we go outside our comfort zone, is not easy. But when we do something that makes it worth it, when we realize that we are way stronger than we could ever imagine, that's what athletics is about. So when we accomplish that goal, it's not actually the goal that we're so happy and so proud of. It is the process in how we got that goal. It is the sacrifice. It is everything that we stood for during that time where everything may be against us, our times, challenges, mistakes. It may all seem like it's against us, but it's not. If you believe in the process and believe what you're doing is right and see the small little things that you are doing, you're doing it right. You're getting towards your goal. And that, my friends, is all about confidence. So if you have any questions, always feel free to ask, reach out, DM, send me a message. This is on Retrain Your Brain or Retrain the Brain Facebook group. Send me a message, because confidence, I do believe, is key to that elite performance. I appreciate you watching this, and I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you so much, and take care.